This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I guess in Minnesota, and it wasn't really that great, but there was good, there was bad, there was ugly. We can start with the good.
Yeah.
Right? Not necessarily that, you know, they listen to the people, but they've read the writing in the lineups, and they've seen what the lineup was. And as you had put in here, Renfro is gone, Biggio is in AAA, Rave is up, yeah. And Lofton is up. And look, I don't know if these are the guys that answer your calls, but I think that the realization that we talked about earlier in the show about the, you know, the 50 game mark is passed, the third of the season is done. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, I'm not saying that you have to do standing watch, but I think that they are tied with Houston when it comes to the wild card. But you got to kind of think Detroit's doing what they want to do. And if you want to have some sort of conversation of being in the room, you've got to win a little bit more. You got to hit a little bit more. You got to make your roster as crisp as possible. So the good this weekend was you did cut weight with Hunter Renfro. You did move up Rave, and you got Lofton on this team. We know another name that's possibly to come up soon. We'll right. get to him a little bit later because, you know, I'm not shy about talking about it. But that was the good this weekend.
Yeah, it really was. And I think that's really good from a big picture standpoint, too, of where this organization is, especially with John Sherman, you know, as the owner of this team, because he's allowing the organization to go out there and say, hey, we spent bad money on Hunter Renfro. Let's get rid of Hunter Renfro. And that's about $4.5 million that they're going to eat probably yeah. the rest of the season on Hunter Renfro. They ate $4.5 million on that Sam Long or whoever that was. They got rid of, you know, 2 weeks ago. So, that's money that you still have to pay out that is now considered dead money. It's useless money, but you still have to pay that out. And for so many times, you know, with this organization and the Glass era specifically, they weren't allowed to make moves because, well, they didn't want to pay somebody not to do anything. And so John Sherman is showing that he's willing to move on from players, and it doesn't matter if they're making a nice chunk of change. If they're not productive, they're not productive, and we need to move on from them. And I think that's the really good thing, you know, for this organization, because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. The Royals aren't doing that. They're making roster moves, right? They're out there trying with everything that they have at their disposal at this point in time to try to get better. They're not just sitting back and go, well, Hunter Renfro is going to play because he's making money. No, Hunter Renfro is not getting the job done. Let's bring up somebody else, John Rave, and see if this guy can have the opportunity to get the job done. Or maybe it's Nick Lofton that can come up and potentially get the job done. They've given up on Hunter Renfro, and that's a really good thing. If guys aren't producing at this level, it is time to move on. And I think sometimes fans are like that meme, that worm meme with the stick that pokes at somebody and says, do something, you know? Well, the Royals did do something. They did a lot this past weekend in remaking this roster by bringing up two different bats that have been down in the minor leagues. And Rave has been dominating down in the minor leagues. Like, he's been one of the best hitters in all of minor league baseball. Mm. So it's good to get him up here to the big league level and see what he can do. Maybe we'll be raving about his performance over the next couple of weeks. I don't know. And Lofton as well has been an up and down type of guy. It's fun to get him back up to this level and give him an opportunity. But that's good news for the Royals, that they are willing to make these moves and not just sit back and let the salaries dictate what they, you know, they potentially could have done. And that would have been awesome.
raving about his performance. Just once I knew it was coming.
Of course,
there's always one.
I want to rave about that guy yesterday, but
yeah, that's the
his
good
family was.
I would say the bad is 2 out of 3 to a division opponent that's above you in the standings. Like those are the ones. Like I understand that Vern talked about yesterday's game is that was one of those the 50 that you lose that you just throw away because it was 6-0 in the third inning or something, right. And they lose 7-4. But that was one of those. But you at some point. You got to beat these division teams because luckily right now you got Cleveland playing the Dodgers and Ohtani sees one pitch and hits it 500,000 feet.
Two days in a row, two leadoff home runs. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, greatest leadoff hitter in the history of the game. Sorry, yeah. Ricky Henderson.
Sorry.
But no, that's the bad. You're losing to divisions teams. You play Detroit, this weekend? And you play Cincinnati for two more. You got Singer today against Daniel Lynch. Hopefully, this is the last bullpen game.
Right.
And then Reagans and Lugo are back.
Two guys from the same pledge class going out there
pretty
and pitching
hilarious
with each other.
It's
great, right? It's awesome.
That Lynch would be the one going out there with a 1.57 ERA and Brady Singer going out there with a 4.88.
Do we need a display for Brady Singer yesterday? What, like a hero's welcoming back? What exactly did he accomplish to deserve a video? I'm just asking out loud. Like, we don't need to celebrate. Like, we didn't have one for Garrett Hampson yesterday.
All right. In fairness to Brady Singer,
okay.
It's
not a shot at Brady per se. Is like, I mean, maybe it is, but he was just a very average player here.
It was either game 3 or 4 of the ALDS. He came out of the pen in the bottom of the top of the 7th with guys on base, tie ball game, Aaron Judge at the plate, and struck him out. Had the Royals come back to win that game, we'd be looking at Brady Singer a little bit differently, but we didn't. And so, yeah, there's no moment that sticks out.
Like, what's the Brady's? Like, what will you remember from the Brady Singer era, right?
He almost had one.
Well, he was the guy that I do remember because we were sitting in right field when the scuffle happened at second base with Chisholm. He was the first one sprinting out of the
All right, field. I like that. That's video tribute worthy. I'm in on that.
Yeah.
I
think I have it on my phone still. Yeah, the bullpen opens up, and it's Singer and his long neck just coming out. And I'm like, I know who that is. And I feel like he's the type of guy that'll flip a switch. I was kind of hoping, and I know this sounds terrible for people that are going because it's the Pasquatch necklace night tonight at the game. That the game would get rained out.
Oh, but it's not tonight. Yeah, but it would be. Yeah. I think once we get through this morning, it's supposed to be cloudy all day.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
But I love the Lynch Singer matchup. Yeah, I mean, my God, they played the whole day yesterday. Well, the Reds don't come in town all the time, so we got to get these games in, and nobody wants to waste an off day on Thursday playing a makeup game. So we're gonna power through the drizzle.
Right. But I don't think Brady ever did anything horrible with the organization. Like. You look at guys maybe Nicky Lopez that left on maybe
bad
not the greatest
terms.
Right,
Whit Merrifield,
bad terms.
Right,
like those kind of guys, it's like, oh, Whit's back. Like, sweet. That's awesome.
Right.
Brady Singer comes back. You were the first overall pick. We traded you for Jonathan India. You didn't really request a trade. You weren't absolutely like terrible. It just didn't work here. And you're here. So, I guess it's one of those things where it's so new and so fresh. Like if we didn't play them for 2 or 3 years,
maybe not. Yeah.
But this is one of those things where it just seems like yesterday he was in this parking lot. Now he's pitching in this stadium. So it's kind of, it's still fresh enough to where you're, hey, thank you for the time.
Sure.
And go on and do your thing.
Yeah. I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, what was the Brady Singer moment here in Kansas City? And besides being a first round pick and, you know, look, they did the right thing with Brady Singer. He had great value at the end of last season. They traded him for a position piece that they believe that they need. I will never fault the Royals for going out there and making that trade. And I think Jonathan India is ultimately going to be a very good player for this team and somebody that we're going to count on late in the season. They'd be in the exact same spot they'd be in right now if they had Brady Singer on this roster. They'd be no better with Brady Singer on this roster right now than where they are with Jonathan India, and that's 3 games over .500. Had they been hitting a little bit more, we wouldn't even know the Brady Singer name. Nobody would even be talking about him. You have 5 more wins or whatever it is on the season. We're talking about a team that's challenging for first place.
And then the ugly. No real hard place to look here. The ugly is the offense.
Yeah, offense.
I saw some numbers this weekend from Clubhouse Conversation, from Royals Review, from a lot of stats.
I'm trying to avoid them, too, because I know how bad they are.
Right.
I don't really want to see how bad they are.
One of the worst lineups since 1972.
Okay.
In baseball. It's historically bad. They out-hit the Twins this weekend. Uh-huh. They didn't out-produce them.
No.
So they're getting on base. The other thing that's ugly for me is base running.
Uh-huh.
And what Vern will tell you, and we'll ask Vern at 8:20 today, is this team is built on their foundations. Like their core values are pitching, speed, defense, and base running. That's how they're going to win games.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get on first. Bobby's going to knock him to third. Sack fly. Bobby's going to steal or do something, or whoever's out, they're going to run. Michael Garcia consistently gets thrown out on base, and it's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw some plays the other night where other guys, Massey, getting, you know,
like, did he forget he was on first the other day and got picked
and
off?
Just,
like,
you know, Waters did it too. Yeah. It's like, guys, like, this is something that cannot be bad. Like, it'd be one thing if the bullpen was terrible, like, that's something that we need. Or if the starting pitching was awful and the hitting was awful, this team would be Baltimore.
Yeah, right.
And this team has to start taking advantage of guys on base, because I understand that people are sick to their stomach getting walked off. I know people are sick to their stomach that, you know, they don't hit a lot of home runs. They don't score. And when you hit and you get thrown out on base, you're really putting yourself into a deep hole, because you have to value these guys on base because you don't value them enough, apparently. And then when you get thrown out, you're just forfeiting that run, and it's frustrating, and it builds up because it adds on to what's all frustrating, because, oh, wow, we got a guy on second, thrown out.
Was it yesterday, second and third, and nobody out, and they were not able to score a run yesterday?
The Twins. Yeah. They literally out-hit the Twins, and they got outscored. And it's one of those things where even I think the Royals and the Dodgers have somewhere around the same level of hits. But again, the Dodgers produce their runs. The Royals are not. The runs are there. They're not knocking them.
Yeah, you got to have that situational hitting. And I mentioned, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, hitting with runners on third base and less than two outs. About 2 weeks ago, they were 100 points in a batting average, lower than where they were a season ago. That's a big difference. When you look at the runner on third with less than two outs, you've got to drive that runner in. And right now, the Royals just aren't doing that. They've got to do better in those situations. They do better in that situation, they'll be much better from an offensive standpoint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.